Melbourne Cup Day today, the race that stops a nation. Let's catch up with a man who knows more about the sport than most of us will probably forget, and that's ex-ABC sports pundit, now with Sky Sports as well, Peter Walsh. Peter, good morning. Welcome.
Robbo, good morning to you. A delight to have a chat to you on Cliche Corner, because that's what everyone says, even though a lot of us haven't been to the Melbourne Cup. It's supposed to stop the nation. All it does for me is it stops me when I walk out of the TAB and I see if I've got any coin left. That's about the strength of my commitment. And the real sadness in some ways, and I don't want to overemphasise, but no crowds today. Mm. The roses will be there. They are spectacular. Yeah. They're always there for Melbourne Cup Day. But unfortunately, because of COVID, no crowd in attendance for another major race meeting worth $4.4 million to the owners, trainers and jockeys, etc. That's not bad coin.
That's good coin. Yeah, the worst part too of no spectators is no highlight reels next week of really, you know, done up ladies and men in a varying stage of disrepair.
Yeah. Now, a lot of people, and look, it's one of those things, Rob, I don't know about you, but I've never been to a Melbourne Cup. And
I've been to one.
To be honest with you. Mm. Have you?
Yeah,
one. Do you remember much about it?
Oh, well, no, I do, actually. And to be honest, I mentioned earlier, it's a real bucket list tick. And that is all, because hot, crowded, sore feet, sore back. Literally, when the cup, I was probably 200 metres back from the rail, just saw these heads, couldn't hear anything. You had to, had to enter into mortal combat to get yourself a drink.
Right.
So it was like, yep, done that. Thank you very much. That's it.
Yeah, and people should be aware of the fact that you're lucky to do that. And for me, I think about the crowd sometimes at Melbourne Cups were over 100,000 people.
Yeah.
And you think about a grand final at the MCG where we struggle to get 100,000 people now. That's a lot of people jammed into an event where, as you said, half of them didn't even see the race.
No, that's and half didn't care about seeing the race either.
No, I know.
So anyway.
Have you backed a winner? Are you actually back to winner in the cup?
I reckon I won a sweep back in the 70s sometime at school, but that was about
at
it.
School?
So, yeah. So
early addiction to gambling, I say. Gamble responsibly.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, no, I'm not a punter. I like the few shekels I have too much to be giving it to some bookie or something.
No, fair call. And Robbo, the TAB have come out with a stat this morning. I don't know whether... it's one we'll pump up their tyres. They expect there'll be 100,000 wages per minute with the peak times leading up to the journey over 3,200 metres.
Wow.
100,000 wages per minute at peak times. And for your significantly healthy and your significantly large audience of a morning, please be careful. If you want to have a flutter, have a flutter with a few of your mates. Have a few of those exotics if you need to, but make sure you've got some coin left in the wallet at the end of the day.
And, you know, the other thing, Walshy, is that even with the favourites, I mentioned the stat earlier, I think it's 23% only of favourites have won the
correct
cup.
Correct. Yeah. And, you know, this morning, and look, I'm like you. I think to myself, I'll change my mind half a dozen times, wake up in the middle of the night and think, oh, my life must be boring if I'm waking up and thinking about horses. So I think, well, where am I going with all this? And Jamie Carr, of course, we had a victory some years ago, Prince of Penzance one, written by Michelle Payne.
Yep.
And last night when I was reading the paper, guess what movie came up?
Oh, Pirates of Penzance.
Michelle Payne one, yeah. I've seen it about five times now.
Yeah, wow.
A lot of people are thinking that they want to back the number 12 that Jamie Carr's on because she's the only female jockey in the race and she's been given a lot of magnificent publicity. Because she has had such a stellar season so far.
Yeah. Another bit of a raid, of course, too. Lots of Irish, German trainers, people from here, there and everywhere. How do you rate the field overall, Walsh? You reckon it's all right?
Look, you always have a bit of a worry about what's been happening with the internationals. The top weight, Anthony van Dyck, and most of the pundits are saying carrying too much weight. Sir Dragunov and Tiger Moffat, they recovered over the required distance. They're the three favourites at the moment, but every horse, Robbo, in the field will have some form of dollars and cents thrown at it because people will go for the colours,
They'll
go for the barrier draw, they'll go for the jockey, they'll go for what the horse looks like, and they'll go for the name. And look, I would never, ever say don't do that, because if you're lucky enough to pick horses that do all right in the Melbourne Cup, the favourites at the moment, Surprise Baby from Horsham, just down the road from Bendigo, not far away, you're not getting any better than about 8 or 10 to 1 for that particular horse. So there is value if you're lucky enough to snag a winner.
Yeah. And Glenn Boss, if he happens to bag his fourth, we heard a little bit from him earlier, be the oldest jockey.
Now, you wonder about how they do it. Mm. There's one thing I'll never do, Robbo, and that is when I go to the to race meetings, very odd occasions, never, ever bag a jockey. 24 steeds will go over a distance of 2 miles, and there'll be cigarette papers between a lot of them as they thunder past the Baron Flemington and rush around for that second turn. They get to the shock tower, and they've got probably another minute and a half or two to go, and these jockeys are like F1 drivers. They're steering those massive horses, and I have nothing but praise for them and the safety aspect, and we just hope that they get across the line okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, before you leave us, Walshy, Matt Harris has done a phantom call of the closing stages, so bearing in mind our chat then and your thoughts, let's have a listen to this and see what the outcome is.
Well, look, I think, you know, with no crowd, there won't be any cheering, but I think you'll find that it'll be Master of Reality and Anthony Van Dyke. They'll be going stride for stride, but here comes Surprise Baby for Australia. We had Farlap during the Depression. Now we've got Surprise Baby for Australia during COVID. Races away and wins for Craig Williams. Surprise Baby wins from Very Elegant second, Master of Reality third, and here's a bolter for you, the Chosen One for four.
Wow, so back to backs for Craig. Ooh. Do you think? Chance?
Yeah, baby. Isn't that the surprise one? Oh, look, he's a brilliant race caller taking over from Greg Miles, and I have to say the race callers are absolutely exquisite in sitting there and watching the colours. That's what they watch.
Yep.
And I reiterate, please, be steady. Enjoy the running of the 160th Melbourne Cup. Have a few dollars with your mates. Cheer as much as you like. Get dressed up. Frock up if you're going somewhere for luncheon or what. But enjoy. And it is one of those events where you've been there once. Good luck to you, Robbo. I've never been there once. I've only backed one winner. That was back in 1983, Kiwi. Mm. And that was a long, long time ago. But wow. I'll be cheering on this afternoon. I'll be hoping for Jamie Carr, but also thinking that Surprise Baby, yeah, baby, might be very, very much to the fore as they whip past the post in the finish of this race, the 160th Melbourne Cup.
Peter Walsh, thank you very much for being a part of the Wake Up Call.
Always a pleasure.
Good on you, mate.